When it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888-343-4738.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Is Gerald Celente of TrendsJournal.com, and again, Gerald has been at the forefront of this, telling people what was happening with the gold. It was a what was it, Gerald? Was it the beginning of 2024? He said it was going to be a great year for gold, and it was. And this year has been even bigger. And you said all along, you said Trump is great for gold, and we saw that right after the election. Everybody was dumping gold and going for crypto because they knew that he was going to open up everything for crypto. But I said, the fundamentals haven't really changed with anything, and they didn't. And so after that short period of infatuation, gold and silver took off. So what's your take on all that? We were just talking to Tony Arterman of Wise Wolf Gold, and he was talking about the big challenge for him right now is how rapidly everything is changing. I mean, we're seeing all-time highs one after the other, you know, just a couple of days, and you see a couple hundred dollars in increase in the price of gold. It's crazy.
Well, yesterday's podcast that I did, I said gold spiked up. I said, get ready for it to, you're going to see a downturn too. Nothing goes straight up or straight down. And my gold yesterday hit by about $4,300, I think $84 an ounce.
Wow.
And now it's down about $130 from that high today. So here's the deal. Let's go back to September of 2023. That's not ancient history. We said that gold bottomed when it hit $1,850 an ounce. I was on King World News, a whole bunch of people. This is the bottom. So that was September. And then October, November, December, January 2nd, we said this is going to be a golden year for gold. Mm-hmm. Gold went up last year almost 30%. Mm-hmm. And again, as you said, you know, first everybody was negative on gold when Trump came in, and we said, no, this thing's going to turn around. And it has. Mm-hmm. And it's up, what, about 55% this year.
Yeah. Amazing.
So here's the deal. Go to CNBC. Go to the Wall Street Journal. Only the facts. Only the facts. Not one damn word about spiking gold prices. Zero. Zero, zero, zero.
Yeah.
Again, I've been at this for 45 years. One of my books, Trends, and this one over here, Trend Tracking, far better than Megatrends, Time Magazine. 1989, I wrote it. And I told them how I became a political atheist when the Iranian conflict broke out, and they taught us to hate Iran without 99.999% of the people knowing how the United States, the CIA, and the MI6 of the UK overthrew the democratically elected government of Mossadegh in 1953. Mm-hmm. Because Mossadegh had the nerve to say the oil in Iran belongs to the Iranian people, not Anglo-Iranian oil, better known today as BP, or Standard Oil, better known today as ExxonMobil. It belongs to the Iranian people. No, it doesn't. I'm Winston Churchill. Look at the data that they finally printed in 2017. That slimy, ugly piece of crap that everybody loves. The telegram between him and Kermit Roosevelt, Theodore Roosevelt's grandson, to overthrow the government. So people, then they brought in the SAVAK, the secret police, that made the SS look good. So
trained by the CIA, the SAVAK,
So when they this happened in 78, that's when I became a political atheist. And little Jimmy Carter, the little Carter that everybody likes so much, Carter, the peanut farmer, probably with a pair of cojones the size of a peanut. Oh, the guy that brought us up, Brzezinski? Oh, the Polish SOB over there that came over here? We got to stop those Russians in Afghanistan because we got to let the Taliban take over.
Yeah.
Oh, you forgot about that? Oh, and they created the Mujahideen, better known today as Al-Qaeda? Yeah, that Jimmy Carter, he comes back from spending New Year's Eve with the Shah and his wife. And in those days, they got out of the helicopter, and all the little boys in their costumes all dressed up in the little drag things. Yeah. He gets up and he says, the Shah is the island of stability in the Middle East. In the Bronx, we used to say, BS has its own sound. I said, this thing's going down. And I started playing the Golden Futures market back then. So I bought my first gold like about $183 an ounce. Now I'm going back to that because now what they're saying is that gold has not gone up like this since the 1970s.
Yeah.
Because of that and spiking inflation. Okay. It's totally different. Nothing to do with what went on back then. And here's the deal. This is in your Trends Journal this week, in our economic update. This is not the 1970s. Back then, America was, quote, we're number one, and, quote, the exceptionals. Those days are gone. It's a different world. Back in 1978, when gold prices started to spike, America's gross domestic product was $2.5 trillion, while third world China's gross domestic product was around $150 billion.
Wow.
Think of that. This is a country of what? 1.4 billion people, and all they had was $150 billion GDP.
Wow.
Today, it's around $20
trillion. Amazing.
India's GDP today is over $4 trillion. Back then, it was $137 billion. Another country, well, today they have like 1.4 billion people.
When it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888-343-4738.
Casino. Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America.
download the Moto Casino app today.
So everything changed when this slime ball, this arrogant little piece of scum that's now worth about $130 million, a little nobody. Beware of Slick Willie. This is a T-shirt I did in 1992 when he ran for office. He brought China into the World Trade Organization. You look at China's GDP from 1970 to 2001. It's a little up like that. Then it shoots straight up.
Mm-hmm.
So, going back, and according to AIA overview, the combined GDP of the expanded BRIC groups, including new members and partners, is projected to be around $77 trillion in 2025, representing approximately 40% of the global GDP. Seeing trouble ahead, today President Trump blamed BRICS for their, quote, attack on the dollar and their attempt to weaken its status as the world's leading currency. So there you have it. It's a whole new world. There is no relationship between rising gold prices in the late 1970s compared to today, and prepare, you ready, for the death of the dollar and continuing rising gold prices.
Yes.
So this is the story. The BRICS now control or are in charge of nearly 50% of the world's GDP. They have enough of the United States geopolitical and socioeconomic hegemony. Mm-hmm. They want nothing to do with the dollar.
Mm-hmm. This well, I can understand that. I feel the same way personally.
Yeah,
I agree.
So it's the death of the dollar is coming.
Yes.
America became the country that our founding fathers fought against. Mm-hmm. Remember, the sun never sets on the British Empire. Yep. We kill and slaughter people all over the world. But, Salenti, you have to calm down and speak properly like we do so the people swallow our crap.
Yeah.
So they kept fighting war after war after war. And then what happened after World War I? The British pound went way down and the dollar went up because of all the wars they fought and all the money they lost.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing is happening in America today. The exact same thing. Oh, remember Trump selling himself as the peace candidate? And again, the cover of our magazine, a man of peace or a piece of SHI, you know what.
Yeah.
He had his quotes when he was running for office in 2024, and now his quotes since he took office. So, now we're going to – they just passed a bill, what, almost $1 trillion for the military-industrial complex? Yeah. And then when you put in the CIA, the NSA, Homeland Security, a crap thing that little Georgie Bush made up in 2001, you're looking at about $1.4
trillion. Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
So we became the country our founding fathers fought against. Now we're going to stop those drug dealers over there in Venezuela.
And it's usually we become the monsters that we fight. Isn't that the case? I mean, we see this over and over again with countries. You know, you become the monster that you fought. And as you point out, we become the British Empire.
Yep. And, again, this thing with Venezuela.
Oh, man.
Somebody I know said, I support Trump, and I'm glad that he's stopping those drug dealers from bringing those drugs into America. Are you kidding me or what? What proof do you have? Well, the intelligence said they have it. I said, you don't kill people. You got to bring them to court.
That's right.
Bring them up on the charges. You don't just kill them because this is what you think.
And what I said, Gerald, is that...
And let me finish.
Yeah.
And I said, grow up. These are motorboats 1,500 miles away from the United States.
Yeah.
A little motorboat's going to go 1,500 miles? Now let's go back to what nobody talks about. Zero. One article after another in the media about what's going on in Venezuela that the United States is doing, and about drugs. Not one word about how Trump tried to overthrow the Maduro government when he was president back in 2019.
Yeah.
That little boy Guaido, Juan Guaido, remember him?
Oh, yeah.
A little boy of nothing. A little jerk, nothing. Nobody talks about that. Nobody talks about how the United States tried to overthrow the government and they sent the troops in from Colombia into Venezuela and they got wiped right out. In detail, in your Trends Journal, as it was happening in 2019 and 2020. Zero words about it. And they're selling the crap. We're stopping the drug deals, a drug war. And the people swallow the crap.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just like with Canada. You know, he said fentanyl's coming in from Canada. That's not true at all. And we know that's not true of Venezuela. But what I was going to say is that even if these people, even if they gave them due process, right, and they stopped the boats, they checked them, they found out they did have drugs, and they would arrest the people. That's what they're still doing in other areas. So we know that that policy hasn't changed. So we know that it's about regime change there. But even if you stop somebody, you find out that they are dealing drugs or something, and as you point out, these boats, I don't know if they could make it that distance or not, but I doubt that they could. But you don't kill them, right? There's no death penalty for smuggling drugs. They go to jail, but they don't get a death penalty. So how in the world could you justify giving them a more stringent penalty than they would get if they were, if they had due process and were tried over something like that? I mean, the whole thing just stinks to high heavens. It's just amazing.
Yeah. This is an article in the Toilet Paper Record, the New York Times, 10/16/25. U.S. authorizes covert action in Venezuela to pressure Maduro.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
They're sending CIA into Venezuela.
Mm-hmm.
So what if Venezuela sent their CIA into America?
When it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888-343-4738.
Heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps, in line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic, keep your eyes on the road, hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.
Why, how dare they? Yeah. How dare they? We can go to any country and do anything that we want. How dare anybody?
Yeah.
It's the same crap with Israel. Oh, mm-hmm. We're the chosen people. We could kill anybody anywhere, and don't you tell us what to do. And shove this settlement line up your you-know-what. It's a violation of the Geneva Convention and Article 242 of the United Nations. Oh, no, it's not. God gave us this land. I don't want to hear your fairy tale. I don't want to hear your fairy tale. Oh, no, God told Abraham or Moses. Oh, yeah, God got lockjaw, never said anything in 3,500 years. I don't want to hear your fairy tale.
Well, so it's an idea to say that we're exceptional. We don't. The laws don't apply to us, right? We call it American exceptionalism, and we call it, for the Jews, we call it God's chosen people, right? But it's the same idea. The standards don't apply to us. You know, there's international rules for everybody but us.
Yeah. And now, let's go back to Venezuela. You think the United States would have invaded Iraq, Syria, and Libya, and Venezuela if their major export was broccoli?
Yeah. Well, we have a history.
All about oil.
Yeah, that's right. We have a history, as Smedley Butler pointed out, about going to war in Central and South America over fruit.
But, you got it.
But it's not fruit that people care about anymore. It's the oil, and that's why we're there. You're absolutely right.
Oh, and, no, there's no question about it.
Yeah, yeah. And they're not making any bones about it. It's kind of interesting, I think. Did you notice that the admiral who is in charge of the Southern Command, which is, you know, all of these different this military group that's gone down there with the ships and everything, as well as the B-52s that they were flying over the last day or so over Venezuela. The guy who's in charge of all that, his name is Admiral Halsey. Did you see that he resigned? And there's a lot of talk as to whether or not he was pushing back on Trump, and he doesn't want to go forward with this. Because we've seen one military legal expert, the people who are the top people for JAG, and multiple administrations coming out and saying this is a war crime, what he's doing. This is a violation of international law. And so when you look at this, this guy is less than 1 year into what is typically a three-year term, and he just walked because he doesn't want to have anything to do with this.
Yep.
Yeah,
and
truly.
And again, they're ramping up the Ukraine war. Germany pledges $2 billion in aid. Germany on Wednesday pledged more than $2 billion in military aid for Ukraine. Germany. Mm-hmm. Hey, like World War One? I like World War Two better. Now we got Merkel over there in Germany. Germany, third largest economy in the world.
And shrinking fast.
Largest in Europe, and they're in a recession for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Heading to the third. Oh, no, we're not heading to the no. Our GDP is going to go up 0.2%. All right, you're in a recession.
Mm-hmm.
But we're borrowing $1 trillion to stop those Russians.
Yeah.
To build up our defense. Oh, and the infrastructure, they got all the tanks. I'm not making this up.
Yeah.
$1 trillion. We got to stop those Russians. We only killed 25 million of them in Operation Barbarossa in World War II. And now we got to kill more, because if we don't stop those Russians, they're going to invade Europe.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That little garçon Macron, the little boy over there in President of France, right?
Mm-hmm.
With a peck of the size of his pencil, if he has one, they want to send troops into Ukraine. Starmer, a little nothing of a boy in the UK with their economy going down. We got to build our defense. We got to stop those Russians. They're building. When all else fails, they take you to war. The global economy is failing. Let's go back to gold. All right.
Yeah.
That's why gold prices are spiking, and that's why they won't tell you about it.
That's
the
right.
Whole economic situation in the world is going to crap.
That's
according
right.
to the OECD. The debt level is almost $340 trillion.
Mm. Wow. Yeah. Well, I think what they'll do is they'll tell us about gold when they've got everything set and they're ready to pull the trigger on the war, as you're pointing out, because people are going to be really angry about what's happening. We're starting to see the pushback a little bit in Germany and in the UK, but they keep their boot on the politics there to make sure it doesn't really get through. People know what's happening. Everything is going down because this is a self-inflicted wound by the people who are leading the UK and Germany, you know, by Merz, by Starmer, all these people with their Green New Deal type of thing, you know, their climate MacGuffin. They are destroying their manufacturing base and destroying their economy and destroying their standard of living. All these things are being destroyed. It's like national suicide being committed by these national governments. And so, of course, they've got to have the war because they are killing their own economy. And when people figure that out, that's when they got to take them to war, as you always say.
Yep. They're bureaucrats.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. From your city to your state to the federal government, a bunch of slime balls telling us what to do and how to do it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Again, this is very important. Again, as a trend forecaster, it's not what you like, what you want, what you wish, what's what is. There's an election going on that's going to happen in a couple of weeks for the mayor of New York City.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
Mondani, right?
Mm-hmm.
A little boy of nothing. Again, we've both been 33 years old. We did, you're just starting to grow up. You don't know anything.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, he's 33 years old, and it looks like, according to the polls, he's going to win the race. He's 12 percentage points over Cuomo, little Andy Cuomo, is running as an independent. And Curtis Sliwa is on the Republican side. He only has 15% support.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 33-year-old guy. Now, again, this is what you do as trend forecast.
Well, let me ask you before you get. You just mentioned the percentages. Is it for? Do they have to get more than 50%, or what happens in a three-way race there in New York?
No,
just the person who's got the most votes. Okay.
From what I know, I could be wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So now this is another article. This is now this is this is what I tell our staff, the writers, pay attention to this. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
This is from yesterday's New York Times, right?
Mm-hmm.
Uncertainty as people seem to welcome a military coup in Madagascar. And it goes on to say, Madagascar erupted into cheers on Tuesday at the stunning fall of President Andry Rajoelina, who was impeached by Parliament and ousted by the military in rapid succession. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Following weeks of violent youth-led protests that rocked this impoverished South African island nation. Remember, youth-led protests that rocked this impoverished South African nation. Now, the article right below it. Gen Z finds a voice with protests across Africa. And they're talking about first Kenya, then Madagascar, now Morocco. A wave of protests under the banner of Gen Z has swept through parts of Africa. Each protest has had specific causes, but under the surface, each reflects the failure of elected governments to provide economic opportunities for the young people.
Mm-hmm.
Now, remember what I just said, I just wrote about the first one, impoverished South African nations provide economic opportunities for young people. There's also that it's a good article, I'm not condemning it. There's protests going on in Indonesia. Same thing. Protests going on in Nepal.
Yeah, I was going to say Nepal. I remember covering that. Yeah.
Right.
Big protests.
All
there.
Young people. Now let's go back to New York City.
Mm-hmm.
A 33-year-old guy. You know whose votes he's getting? Young people.
Mm-hmm.
The young people have no future. It's gone.
Yeah.
Gen Z is Gen Zero. They can't earn a living. You go to college, you're deep in debt, you can't get a good job. And now AI is wiping out a lot of that stuff, too.
Mm-hmm.
That's why this guy in New York City is winning. I'll give you free buses. Going to lower your rent. I'm going to give more housing. He's going for the people that are impoverished.
Yeah.
And the young people have no future. The facts are all there. Nobody's talking about this, what I'm putting together right now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There's going to be protests all over the world. Again, go back to gold prices. Gold is going up because the global economy is going down. End of story.
Yeah, I agree. Absolutely true. And so, you know, when you look at this, they don't want people to see that. Let's talk a little bit about the stablecoin stuff. This is their effort, I think, to do, the way I see it, there's a couple of things going on with it. First of all, it gives them the power of CBDC without calling it CBDC. And they can pretend that it's something else and still get that same functionality. But I think it also is a way that they can package and sell their government debt, the T-bills that other central banks and stuff aren't finding. What do you think about the stablecoin stuff, especially since we just had PayPal and their stablecoin partner minted, Gerald, $300 trillion worth of stablecoin that, of course, they don't have, right? And so, again, this is like a fiat currency. It's just like, you know, declaring it out there, and that was there for about a half hour before they got rid of it, which is more than twice the entire world's GDP. They just added these numbers to their account there. What do you think is going on with the stablecoin stuff, and where is that happening? With the crypto stuff.
Orwell could not have come up with a better name.
That's right. Not stable, well, and not a coin.
Calling this stablecoin. Who are you talking to? What am I, 6 years old? What's stablecoin? A thing invented, backed by nothing, and printed on nothing?
Mm-hmm.
Totally digitized crap, and you're calling me a stablecoin? And you're 1,000% right. They're going to make up CBDCs, these fake coins, and we just got rid of our debt.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You're 100% correct.
Let me ask you about the real estate, because you've been ahead of the curve on all this commercial real estate stuff that's there, the real estate bubble. Do you see this push for tokenization, which is not just stablecoin, but a lot of different things, especially real estate? And Larry Fink, BlackRock, he made a lot of money out of the debacle of real estate securitization stuff that happened, the pump and dump with that. And so they're looking at trying to tokenize a lot of real estate. What do you think they're trying to do with that, and what do you think they're going to be able to do with that? Is this going to be something like a securitization? Do you think that that's what they're trying to do is to, excuse me, sorry, I had to sneeze. Is that going to be their way of manipulating the real estate market that is in a lot of trouble?
They're going to try it, but it's not going to worth, it won't be worth anything.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the deal. You see the problems going on already with these a number of banks?
Mm-hmm.
Zion, just a number of them. There's mm-hmm. going to be, again, we're saying this and nobody else is. There's going to be an office building bust. Again, tracking trends is the understanding of where we are, how we got here, and where we're going.
Mm-hmm.
When they launched the COVID war, can't go to work, stay home. And people saying to themselves, you know, I was traveling, getting up at 5 o'clock in the morning, travel an hour and a half each year. I'm not doing that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm a guy, let's say I got 10 stories in an office building. I don't see them anyway. They're in cubicles. Yeah, stay home. You look at the office vacancy rate in the United States. Let's go back to 2019 before the COVID war that began on Chinese Lunar New Year, the year of the rat, January 2020. The office vacancy rate was around 11%. Vacant. Nobody there. Now it's double that. Almost
mm-hmm.
double.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888-343-4738.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
20%. There's going to be huge defaults on these loans because they don't have the tenants anymore, and they don't have the money to pay back their loans, and the banks don't have the money to cover them.
Mm-hmm.
It's already happening now. You're starting to see the banks and like Zion and others. It's going to go down.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go back to 2023, again, not ancient history. Silicon Valley Bank, Signature Bank, and First Republic went down. The markets were crashing. and gold prices are spiking. That was three banks? You're going to see 30, 100 banks, maybe.
Yeah, yeah.
Start sure. going bust from the office building bust.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't coming back. And that's going to crash the equity markets, along with what they're just starting to talk about it. You go back to our Trends Journal, January 28th of this year, dot-com bust 2.0.
Yeah.
Again, we only go by the facts. I mentioned before about Slick Willie Clinton, and I mentioned this before on your show. Before he brought China into the World Trade Organization, go back to 2000, 10% of Chinese 18-year-olds went to college. Today, nearly 70%. Young people are totally AI high-tech addicted, and the Chinese are not stupid people.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, the young people are probably a lot smarter than the dumbbells here. These are different culture, and our culture is going down big time. When you look at what the people look like, how they dress, how the whole thing's going down.
Oh yeah.
So you got a country of 1.4 billion against 347 million. Now, what's China doing? Oh, they're holding back on the rare earth minerals. Oh, you need those things for chips and things. Yeah, we won't talk about that. They got like over 90% of the control of it. Anyway, but they're also going to lead it because you're also looking at companies like, I had an article over here, Google is just investing heavily in India in their AI world. Oh, India, another country of 1.4 billion people. Here it is. Google plans to invest $15 billion on India Hub. Google announced on Tuesday that it will invest $16 billion in India to establish its first artificial intelligence hub in the country. The Asians are going to take over AI. Trends are born, they grow, they mature, reach old age, and die. You don't invest all your dough in a trend that was just born about 3 years ago. It's an infant. The facts are all there. They've well overinvested in these companies that aren't making money. They're deep in debt, and they're saying it's going to come back up. It ain't going to come back up. China and India are going to lead the world in AI. There's going to be a dot-com bust in America. It's going to crash the equity markets along with the office building bust. The P.E. ratios in the S&P 500 and on, they're way at the top. Way at the top. And then you have the Magnificent Seven. Oh, they only like 40% of the markets they control? Yeah. Seven companies. How about all the rest of them? We won't talk about the rest of them.
So you see AI as becoming Asian intelligence, right?
Absolutely. There you go. Perfectly said.
Let me get your take on what's going on with Argentina and our farms here that are being hurt by the tariffs. And, of course, the $20 billion of bailout and currency swaps and stuff like that are happening that Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent put together. And at the same time, he's also orchestrating, he said, another $20 billion coming from private banks and others that are out there. Meanwhile, the farmers are going out of business in Arkansas. About one out of every three farms is about to go under. What do you think this is about? What's your take on all that?
What the hell are we giving help in Argentina for?
We want to make Argentina great again.
That little clown boy? I took out the trademark. We own, the Trends Research Institute owns the trademark Presidential Reality Show.
Yeah, yeah.
All right? Another little clown boy. Another arrogant piece of nothing.
Yeah. Yeah. He went to Washington, and he made a big deal out of presenting Trump a letter that he wrote to the Nobel Peace Committee saying that they should give the prize to Trump. he had that letter reprinted and framed, and he handed it to him. And that's worth, I guess, $20 billion right there, don't you think?
Can you imagine $20 billion going on as our country is rotting in front of us?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know where I am, up here in Kingston, right? I could drive to Montreal 4.5 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Amtrak, Amcrap, right across the river in Rhinebeck.
Mm-hmm.
Take the train from Rhinebeck to Montreal. You know how long it takes?
No.
10 hours. 10 hours.
Yeah. Yeah.
I could drive there in 4.5 hours. Look at our rail system. Look at our roads. Look at our bridges. Look at the filth in our city. And that arrogant Besson boy. An arrogant, 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 arrogant. Oh, what was it with the Soros gang at one time, wasn't he, I think?
That's right. Broke the Bank of England, yeah.
Yeah. Taking our money to help Argentina as our country's rotting. How about $20 billion to rebuild our rotted country? Go to hell, Salenti. You're not a member of the crime syndicate.
Well, the thing that makes me upset about it is that as soon as they gave that money to Argentina, Argentina said, oh, well, great, we've got some cash now. Let's drop our export taxes on soybeans, and they, you know, China just stopped buying soybeans from the U.S. market completely, zero. And so they step in and they sell it to China. So we give them money, and then they cut the throats of our own farmers, even worse than Trump is doing. And Trump knew this was going to happen because it happened in his first administration. When he started playing around with tariffs and other things with China, they retaliated through the agricultural market because that's where they are the big customer. And so when you look at this, Trump cares nothing at all about the areas that are his big supporters, I think. And yet they still love him. You know, he could kill them and they'd still love him. It's amazing to me.
People are stupid. I mean, you know, again, the majority, again, like my father, may rest in peace. You know, I get upset about what was going on. And he said to me, son, take it easy. People have little minds.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And again, let's go back to the facts. Let's go back to 9/11. And little Georgie Bush, a little boy of nothing. A little clown boy. Don't you know who my daddy was? You don't know who my uncle was? Yeah. That guy.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to get that guy, Osama bin Laden, dead or alive. 90% of Americans swallowed the crap coming out of that little jerk's mouth. 90%. We go to the Afghan war, the longest war in American history. That we lost. Only cost us a couple of $1 trillion. Only killed a couple of 100,000 people. Again, the majority of the people know nothing. It does not take a majority to prevail, but rather an irate, tireless minority, keen on setting brush fires of freedom in the minds of men, said Samuel Adams.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm irate. I hate my money being stolen to give to criminals and to kill other people. I don't want my money to go to kill other people.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. What do you think about Trump's police state moves? You know, when he's, I certainly don't want to see us being swamped with illegal aliens coming in here. I've always said the big issue is the welfare magnet. And we just had a story this week where you had a guy who did not have his identity papers, like he's living in Nazi-occupied France. They arrest him, and they let him go because he really was here legally, but he didn't have his papers on him, so he's going to have to pay $130. And so it comes out in the story that was from maybe New York Times or something, and they said, he said, I don't have $130. He said, I'm living in an apartment that's paid for by the government. So it's like, what is he doing here? Why does he have legal residence that's here? And so I've said, the way that you get these people that are here, if they're working, I don't really have a problem with it. But if they're not here working and earning their way, they should go home and we should cut off the welfare to them. But instead, what Trump is doing is he's sending out these thugs, these goons who are bullying people in the street. We got helicopters, bike helicopters. They're rappelling out of the helicopters and attacking apartment buildings in Chicago and things like that. You know, I was, when I was at InfoWars, I was against the police state, but now the right is all about that. And when I complain about it on social media, Gerald, I get all these people saying, I voted for this. I want this to happen. Well, you know, F around and find out type of stuff, right? And so they're cheering this. It's no wonder we can't get anybody to show up at an Occupy Peace rally, because they want civil war in their own country. They want the government that's going to come out and shove them around and hit them with tear gas, kettle them into a certain area and beat them. And they think that's a great thing, and they can't even remember when it was happening to the conservatives 5 years ago. What's your take on all that?
Okay. Let's go with the immigration problem.
Mm-hmm.
And we only write the facts in your Trends Journal. They were letting them come in here.
Yeah.
Go to Marshall's, go to Target, go to Home Depot, go to Lowe's. Signs out in front all the time. Help wanted, part-time, full-time. They let all this cheap labor come in. Again, going back to the Gen Zs, they have no future. They let them come in because they were hiring cheap labor.
Mm-hmm.
Construction, on and on, they wanted cheap labor. So now they're in here. They let them come in.
Yes.
They wanted them to come in. We wrote the facts as it was happening in your Trends Journal. Number two. Now you let them in here, and now you're throwing them out like this? How disgusting.
Yeah.
I agree with you 100%. And ICE, again, that little arrogant piece of scum, little Georgie Bush, he's the one that gave us Homeland Security that we never had before.
Oh, yeah.
All right? That causes how many? Probably hundreds of billions of dollars for this stupid crap?
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing this to these people for?
Yeah. Exactly.
You let them in here. Leave them alone. Oh, no, they're all drug dealers.
Yeah.
Oh, no, they're all criminals. Yeah, okay. I'm a moron. I believe the crap that they're shoving down my throat, just like I believe Georgie Bush. Again, to me, anybody that calls themselves a Republican, a Democrat, a liberal, conservative, libertarian, grow up.
Yeah, yeah.
Grow up. Can you think outside of what you believe in, your little circle? How about just looking at the facts? No, I won't look at the facts.
Mm-hmm.
So I agree with you 1,000%. You said it. You nailed it perfectly.
Yeah, and some guy replied to me and said, it's a civil war. It's on. Just accept it. And I said, well, if it's a civil war, I'm fighting against your concept of it. So you can accept that, because I'm not going to give in on this stuff. Nothing makes me more angry. You know, we look at Chicago. Yeah, they got a big crime problem there. But, you'd see dozens of people get shot over weekends, you know, because of the gangs that are there, because of the drug war stuff that's there. But when they did that raid against the apartments, I mean, they were dragging people out in the middle of the night, families and kids, and zip-tying them. One elderly lady said, I've lived here all my life. I've never had a gun stuck in my face before until these federal goons did it. And it's like, I'm not okay with that.
I'm not either.
Yeah. I mean, I hate
that. And the mask on stuff?
Yeah.
Heil Hitler.
Yeah. Exactly.
And again, this is the other deal that no one talks about. And we warned us. When they launched the COVID war, everything changed.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
As I used to say, and still do, when people lose everything and have nothing left to lose, they lose it.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888-343-4738.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spend it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
When they locked down the country for almost 3 years, they destroyed the lives and livelihoods of millions of people.
Yes, yes. And they're doing it now with the farmers again, yeah.
All the kids that were forced to stay home, can't go to school, can't go out, they got all screwed up.
Mm-hmm.
And they stayed like that. And again, only the facts. Look them up. There are 74 million 1 to 17-year-olds in America. From January 2020 to June 2023, when the CDC stopped reporting the numbers, out of 74 million 1 to 17-year-olds that were forced to stay home, under 2,000 died of COVID.
Yeah, exactly.
And according to the CDC, 61% of those hospitalized for COVID were obese.
And they're dying in the hospitals because of what they were doing to people in the hospitals. You know, it wasn't some
but
dying
what
from
they did, and again, we're talking about the mental and why crime is what it is. Mm-hmm. And number two, when we could talk about the global economy, it was artificially propped up for 3 years.
Yes.
That brought us the inflation and all and the cheap money flooding into the systems. Mm-hmm. And again, the global debt, according to the CDC, OECD, is almost $340 trillion.
Yeah.
Don't go to work, stay home, here's free money. And billions and billions, remember, for the airline industry and all their big buddies?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, don't worry about it. Here's the money.
That's right.
They created COVID, I'm telling you. COVID changed the world dramatically. Go to look at China.
Yes.
Oh, they come out in an article, again, yesterday, about how China's inflation rate keeps dropping. Mm-hmm. Because they say because this people have are hesitant on spending since the COVID crisis, like pandemic, they call it.
Mm-hmm.
No. The people aren't spending because they had 3 years of zero COVID policy, and they destroyed the lives and livelihoods of hundreds of millions of people.
That's right. Yeah, I believe that the COVID nonsense was the other shoe to drop of 9/11, really. We had the first one, the germ games, was just a couple of months before we had 9/11. I think it's 2 months before. And then you had the anthrax attack and stuff like that. So they've laid this foundation. They practiced it for 20 years. But then, when you look at 9/11, that changed America. It set us on the course for a police and surveillance state.
Yep.
But this COVID stuff, that's global. And it has all kinds of economic percussions that you're talking about, setting stage for UBI, Universal Basic Income, and for government surveillance and control and ID.
Yep.
And it's been global. You know, so that second shoe of 9/11 was a global shoe to drop. I agree. Absolutely.
I ran into these people. You know, I knew the guy many years ago who lived here. And he stopped by, and he was with his wife. And he lives in Turkey.
Mm-hmm.
And she's Turkish. Very bright. I said, he said, how are things up here in Kingston? I said, everything closed, everything changed after COVID. You know, there used to be places, there were jazz music places all over here.
Mm-hmm.
We're partying to 2, 3 o'clock in the morning. Now 9 o'clock at night, it's dead.
Mm-hmm.
I said, COVID changed everything. She said, it changed everything in Turkey, too.
Yeah.
Just
right.
Like he was saying, this is a global impact.
Yes.
And again, the second country to lock down was Italy. When the average age of the people dying there was 81 years old.
Yeah. Yeah.
And when did it hit America? Kirkland, Washington. Kirkland, Washington. Where the hell is that? That's some little place up there, Washington. When did it hit? An old age home.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. People forget about this. Yeah, and the geeks were the first ones, by the way, in America to lock down because they got all that dough from everybody going Zoom and this and that and that and this and that and that and that. They were the first ones to lock down. So they could make more money. As I said, they got it wrong in the King James Bible. They say the meek shall inherit the earth. The geeks have inherited the earth.
Yeah, I agree. Well, you know, let's. I want your take on this. I see this as you know what Trump is doing, and certainly when I see the responses of people cheering this brutality on the streets and saying it's justified because we don't like the left, every single one of them who would come back and cheer this kind of brutality would say something about, oh, the left don't understand this. We gotta beat them. We have to go to war with them and all the rest of it. Is this is the purpose of this truly to start a civil war, to escalate this left-right animosity, what he's doing here with the you know, the thuggish tactics? What do you think?
I don't know, you know, but it's definitely a civil war is already, it's happening.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
again, we need a new third party. Look at the defense bill they pushed through.
Yeah.
It's a uniparty.
Yeah, I agree. I agree.
Did you like Genocide Joe?
It's a uniparty, but they keep this conflict going between the two sides.
I know,
it keeps
but we need a third party.
It. Yeah.
I told you, I took out the domain name about a month ago. WeThePeople'sParty.us. That should have been gone back when the Internet Revolution began.
Yeah.
Then I took out the one, WeThePeople'sParty.world. You know, once upon a time, we used to call these little clowns public servants. We're the servants. We're the servants to the politicians. You do what I tell you to do. I'm a little Andy Cuomo. Don't you know who my daddy was? Or how about up in Canada, you had your Trudeau. Remember that little gutless little clown boy? All right?
Yeah.
Don't you know who my daddy was? Yeah, was it Fidel Castro? I'm not sure. Was it? One little jerk after another. Again, it's a money, it's a crime syndicate that people call a government.
Yeah. And I think one of the tells about all this stuff was the fact that Trudeau was doing the same stuff as Trump, who was doing the same stuff as Macron. It didn't matter what country, it didn't matter what supposed party you were with, all on the same page, all marching in lockstep, weren't they? It's truly amazing.
And remember the people that were the health experts?
Yeah.
Remember that guy we had over here, Rachel Levin?
Yeah.
The guy who cut his things off and became it was from Robert to Rachel or something.
Yeah.
I gotta believe this ugly, stupid clown telling me about health? Hey, ugly little piece of arrogant scum. Here's the first book I worked on, Natural Healing, back in the 1980s. And I have an honorary doctorate from the National University of Health Sciences. Rachel, you ugly little piece of scum.
Yeah.
Selling your lying junk. Oh, yeah, I'm the health minister of America. One little ugly clown all over the world telling people what to do.
One after another. Did you catch RFK Jr. Telling Trump he's going straight to heaven for all the stuff that he's done? I mean, RFK has become such a sycophant. It's disgusting. And telling everybody, no, autism comes from Tylenol. There hasn't been an explosion in Tylenol use. There's been an explosion in the vaccines that we have. And that's what his entire career he was talking about that. And now he's become every couple of days we've got a new excuse as to why there's an autism epidemic. He was saying at one point in time, he said, well, I think it's circumcision that's out there that's causing the autism. It's become a joke.
That's another thing they made up, circumcision.
Yeah.
That didn't happen until after World War II.
Yeah.
My older brothers weren't circumcised.
But it's become, maha has become haha. It's a real joke, isn't it?
I talked to Kennedy twice.
Uh-huh.
And when he was running for president, I gave him the most amount of money an individual could give him, $6,600. And I supported him. And then he came out in favor of the Israeli genocide, and I got my money back.
Well, that's the first thing he did was he came back and said, wanted to make it as if it was something that he had jurisdiction over. He wanted to talk about anti-Semitism. Remember that? And, that's not even There isn't any government organization that has anything that they can do about speech. It's prohibited for them to get involved in that. And it certainly wouldn't be under his bailiwick of health issues, but he jumped into that.
Yeah. Again, look at what's going on all over the world.
Yeah.
Look what they're doing in the UK.
Yeah.
How they're terrorizing people who are coming out against it.
Yeah.
Germany, one after another.
Yeah.
One country after another. Again, yeah. What they've done to Gaza, it's a horror. Right in front of everybody's eyes. They blew the place. We're going to have total victory. What are you killing these innocent people for? You're bombing the place into total ruins.
Yeah. Well, like you said, we become the monsters that we fight, right? We become the British Empire that we fought. They become the Nazis that they fought. It's just, you see this happening over and over again. How many hours would you give this peace? How many more hours do you think this so-called peace in Gaza is going to last? I mean, both sides are looking for every kind of excuse to start it up.
It's not going to last.
No, of course not.
This is from Haaretz 2 days ago. Far-right foreign minister Basil, this is from Haaretz, the Israeli newspaper, vowed on Tuesday night that there will, quote, be Jewish settlements in Gaza.
Yeah.
There will be no Hamas in Gaza, no threat to it. You ready? For Israeli civilians living in Gaza for decades, there will be Jewish settlements in Gaza. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
We have patience, determination, and faith. You ready? And with God's help, we will continue the series of victories and miracles God has done with us. And achieve full victory here as well. What God you're talking about? Hey, got someone. How about thou shalt not kill?
Yeah, yeah.
God? You're using God's name in vain.
Yeah. Well, they've moved pretty far away from the Ten Commandments and the Torah. They've got their whole, they've got a different Jewish religion than they did even at the time of Christ. Well, we're out of time. That went really quickly, as it always does. Trendsjournal.com, and if you use the code NIGHT, you can save 10% off. Thank you so much for joining us, Gerald. Always great to have you on. You've always got your finger to the pulse of the trends that are there, and it is a very dangerous time that we're living in right now. Things are changing very quickly. So go to trendsresearch.com. You can see a sample of it, and you can save 10% off with the code NIGHT. Thank you, Gerald. Appreciate
Thank you. And thank you for all that you do. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
The Common Man. They created Common Core to dumb down our children. They created Common Pass to track and control us. Their Commons Project to make sure the commoners own nothing. And the communist future. They see the common man as simple, unsophisticated, ordinary. But each of us has worth and dignity created in the image of God. That is what we have in common. That is what they want to take away. Their most powerful weapons are isolation, deception, intimidation. They desire to know everything about us while they hide everything from us. It's time to turn that around and expose what they want to hide. Please share the information and links you'll find at thedavidknightshow.com. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing. If you can't support us financially, please keep us in your prayers. thedavidknightshow.com.
When it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888-343-4738.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.